Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this new episode. I am really happy that you are listening in again. And this time I would like to continue the topic that I have already started in the last episode. So if you have not heard it yet, the last episode was about my personal thought of I never look good on pictures or videos. And this thinking I had for a really long time, especially as a teenager, and maybe also that resonates with you. Maybe you think the same and you have already recognized in the last episode, like, yeah, actually I have exactly the same problem and it's good to get aware of it. And this kind of thinking, so such a statement in your head of I never look good on pictures, this is what one calls a limiting dogma. So dogmas are something like these kind of statements, how we see the world and how we see ourselves, something that is existing in our head. And it's really a subjective interpretation of the reality. So just our own subjective interpretation of the reality, how we see the world or how we think that the world is or how we see ourselves, which does not mean that everyone else thinks exactly the same. And we can have many of these dogmas, so not just one. So I think our whole everyday life is dominated by the dogmas that we have in our heads and about the beliefs that we have. And for myself, I have recognized during the last months another dogma which I want to share here with you, and maybe also you can recognize again that this also holds true for yourself. And this limiting dogma that I have and that very often pops up in my everyday life when I communicate with friends, when I am at work, when I have to reach out to colleagues, it is I am annoying. I have this thinking in my head quite often that I think or I am afraid that I annoy other people, that I disturb them in a way. And that can surface in different situations, and maybe you recognize yourself in one of these situations or also in many, because I have also heard that from many friends that sometimes they think exactly the same. And of course, the tricky challenge is that in general, nobody really speaks very openly about having these kind of limiting dogmas and fears that you might have. So very often you are hiding that away from other people and think, yeah, okay, this is just how you yourself see the reality and this is how it must be true. But this limiting dogma of I am annoying, for me that surfaces especially when I reach out to colleagues. So there can be a topic where I have to take care of and where I know I have the responsibility and I want to take the responsibility. And then I have to reach out to colleagues, ask them for information or give them some advice, address them with requirements, things they should deliver to me. Maybe then I receive answers. Maybe I don't understand it fully or all the details. I have to get back on that. I have to ask again. And here, for me, it happens very often that I think, okay, if I now write another email with the same question or with a similar question, that person must get totally annoyed by me. And that person must feel disturbed and maybe I don't want that, or I'm afraid of that, that this other person thinks then in a negative way about myself because I'm annoying him or her. And that might hinder me to get all the information that I need or make the maximum out of this work that I have to do. Really bring it effectively to the table because there is something that hinders me in my head to ask for all the information, to reach out to my colleagues, to achieve the best collaboration just because I think I don't want to annoy them that much. So at the end, I am creating a disadvantage for myself because the thing is, I might think that I am annoying, but this other person is experiencing this in a completely different way. So if I reach out very often to a colleague, from his perspective, it can also just be that he feels good with this, that I am often addressing him with questions, that he feels seen, that he likes to talk about the topic, that he is happy about this kind of collaboration, about this communication, about this exchange of emails, about this exchange of information, and he's happy to provide all the answers. He is happy to see that the project is going forward. That can be his or her perspective as well. Something I don't know. And of course, if people don't give feedback, you will never really know what is the other person thinking about yourself. I mean, if a person is giving feedback to you saying, hey, I think you are not, maybe not saying annoying a little bit, but saying I don't have that much time to get back to you this week, or there were a lot of questions and I have to think how to figure this out. But of course, there can also be a feedback saying, hey, I'm really happy how serious you are taking this topic, that you are so engaged, that you want to know more about it, and I'm happy to share that. But of course, in our everyday life, it happens rarely that you get feedback for all these kind of small situations. So it's just natural that your behavior orients according to the dogmas that you have in your own head. But in case they are so negative, if you think I am annoying, at the end this is hindering you, this is jeopardizing your own progress, that you cannot reach out to people more. And that also means you're not getting more visible to people, because I have a limiting dogma thinking I am annoying and I don't want to reach out to people that much. They don't see me. They don't recognize me. And maybe you know the situation yourself. I mean, if you now hear my own experience, maybe you can think for yourself, do you have situations, for example, at work where something like this happens to you, where you have these thoughts, okay, maybe I don't ask too many questions, or I don't reach out too often to this or that person, I don't want to disturb him or her, I don't want to be annoying. Maybe you have the same thinking. Maybe you just have not recognized before, or you haven't become aware of it before. So this is actually why I'm sharing that with you in this podcast, just talking about these things, talking about natural thoughts that most likely every one of us has, but having the awareness for this, recognizing is, and then also questioning that in your own mind, saying, okay, I'm now thinking I am annoying, but is that actually really true? Having the awareness for this, that is definitely the next step in your own personal development. And this is also where you can really bring your self-confidence to the next level, because with such an awareness, you get to know yourself much better. You know what is happening in your own mind, also that you have this kind of brain fuck. So these dogmas that are limiting you in your everyday behavior, but also understanding this is not the reality. This is just how you see yourself, but other people can see you in a completely different light. And it's then also very interesting to understand where these dogmas originally come from, because most of them have been generated in our childhood, actually, because when we were kids, when we were quite small, our own brain was like an empty hard disk drive. So there were not that many programs yet installed to it. And then we are making experiences with our parents or with our siblings. And there can just be small situations in our childhood. So very harmless things that happen to us that then affect our brain and filling this hard disk drive with a certain thinking, with a certain program. It can just be a small situation that gets stored onto this hard disk drive, so to speak, that we are keeping for our entire life. And for me, such a situation was actually just a very small situation, but where my parents did not have that much time for me, where I was maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and where I heard such a sentence of, okay, you are now disturbing, or don't annoy us with this. I mean, if parents, if they are stressed, if they are in a hurry, if they are under time pressure, they can easily say something like this. It's not even meant in such a negative way. But as a small child with this still very empty hard disk drive, and with, of course, not that big capability to rate and to judge these kind of statements, this gets stored onto your brain in such a limiting dogma, okay, I am annoying, and this program then runs again and again your everyday life, until then you come to a point where you actually know that, okay, there is something like limiting dogmas, and they are just a subjective thinking of your own mind, and this is not the reality. And I think especially this situation where parents did not have that much time for you as a child, I think that happens for all of us. And most likely you have generated your own limiting dogmas from these situations. So it might be something like, I am annoying, or I am disturbing. It can be, I have to keep quiet, or I should not show my emotions. But all of these thoughts and all of these beliefs that you have still about yourself, they are hindering you to really show yourself. They are hindering you to get visible with self-confidence. So it is important to become aware of them. And whenever you have such a thought, to be able to recognize it and to question it, like, hey, is this really true? Is this really the reality? Is it really a fact that another person thinks exactly this about me? Or is this just an old thought processing in my brain that does not longer hold true? And self-confidence is really something that goes hand in hand with self-awareness. So self-awareness in the sense of you understand yourself. You know who you are, you know what your strengths are, you know what your weaknesses are, what your values are, how you see yourself. And if you would like to dig deeper into this and take some first steps to improve your self-confidence, and if you want to do this in your own pace and in a safe environment, then I'm now happy to announce that I have launched a video course about 6 powerful tools to boost your self-confidence. So these are tools I have learned myself from many coaches that I have had in the past. These are the 6 tools that have helped me the most to understand myself better, to really understand who I am. What are my values? What is my personality? What are my targets? What do I want in life? And also, where do I have limiting dogmas and how I can overcome them? So I have created this course of 6 videos, each of a length of 10 to 20 minutes, where each of these videos contains one powerful exercise to bring you closer to a good understanding of yourself. Like, what do you really want in life? And different exercises where you will also find attached templates to the video course that you can use, that you can print out, that you can fill out yourself. So this is something that you can do completely on your own. It's a video course that is launched online. If you are interested in that, you will get the access to this and the access to the 6 videos, and you can walk or work them through in your own pace, how it fits best for you. There is no previous experience or knowledge needed about personal development or psychology. This course is really the basis, but a very important start if you want to improve your own self-confidence. And I have tested these videos with a couple of testimonials already, also people who have never thought about such kind of questions or these kind of exercises, and I got very, very positive feedback for that. So if you are interested, you can have a look on my website, michaela-kettner.coach, under my offers. You will find this video course and also other possibilities to work directly together with me. And as another announcement, if you are based in Helsinki, I would look forward to welcome you in a workshop that I will give for the Helsinki Spouse Program. You can find all information about the Spouse Program under spouseprogram.fi, where also the upcoming events will be announced. And my workshop that I will give there will take place on the 22nd of September at 5 in the afternoon, and the topic will be how to set and reach your targets by overcoming limits of your own mind. So what steps can you take yourself to become professionally successful? I will present you powerful tools here as well that are used by many psychologists, and I hope to create a nice community in this workshop where you have the chance to talk about your targets, your goals, and then also again about your limiting dogmas. We will look on a method how to resolve these dogmas, and that workshop should create a lot of room, a lot of possibility to share experiences with others, get a lot of new inspirations, and get a lot of empowerment to go the next step to become professionally successful here in Finland. So I hope this episode was again empowering and inspiring for you. I would be happy if you subscribe to this podcast, if you give me a rating on Spotify or iTunes, and if you share this podcast with friends and people for who this content can be helpful and supportive as well. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website, michaela-kettner.coach, or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast, and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi, and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye bye.